B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this here be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You know, they call it champagne problems for LBF.
Yeah.
She left her convertible top down last night, so she had to ride in with her convertible top.
I thought
top.
She spilled her champagne.
A little, little dewy this morning. Yeah, good morning, Boston.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 5:37. Happy Thursday. So, LBF, you went for a run yesterday. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick up the sort of old running habit that I tried to start a couple months ago.
Don't you hate when people say, good for you?
Yeah, I know, because I'm like, well, what were you thinking? That, like, oh.
Thought you went home and watched TV.
Hey, you're talking to the guy who once went for a run in my neighborhood, and a neighbor offered me a ride because he thought something was wrong.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen to me.
True story. Okay.
So I'm glad it happened
good.
To you.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Bob, you need a ride.
I know. That, when I run, I look like somebody should, like, I think that people are going to call, like, an ambulance.
Somebody chasing you.
Yeah, like, I look like I'm going to, like, I'm red. It's disgusting. I'm gross.
We should meet my neighbor. He'd offer you a ride.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He's a good guy.
It's terrible.
I thought about you this morning, LB, because you do a commercial for Ring.
Yes.
Ring. Oh, yeah. So
I have one.
Will like this.
Oh.
A dad who wasn't home used the doorbell camera to meet his daughter's first date.
Oh.
So, yeah, he used the camera. You can do that?
Yeah. Somebody can ring the doorbell, and wherever you are, you can see them and talk to them.
So he got to the doorbell before the daughter did.
Sweet.
Isn't that good? So he asked the guy, like, you know, where are you going? You know? What are you, you know, how are your grades? What are you doing for sports and athletics? Then the daughter runs out the front door to hurry things up, but the dad kept the conversation going.
That's
awesome.
How good
is that?
That's pretty cool.
We have the audio we can play later.
Oh, you do?
We do.
All right.
I just thought you, because you always do the ring.
It's pretty good.
I see people at my front door. My sister does a little dance now if she's ever, like, dropping something off, because she's fun.
You should start just publishing those. Yeah. They'll probably stop.
Or
not.
Someone might ask her if she needs a ride.
Right, exactly.
You need a ride. You okay?
You have to pee?
All right, it's 5:39. Coming up, we'll tell you when to listen for Aerosmith today for your shot at a couple of tickets. Don't go anywhere.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 6:30. Lovely weather today. Partly cloudy and a high. Let's go, you know what? Let's say mostly sunny. 74. Let's just go with that.
How optimistic of you.
Sun wins the tie. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Partly cloudy tonight, low 64, 72 tomorrow. So we think this is the dad of the day, maybe of the week. Who knows?
I
could
think
be
so.
More. So, LBF, you do commercials for Ring.
I have a Ring.
You have
it's
a Ring.
It's a doorbell with a camera, and then you can, like, see who's at your door, and then you can talk to people who ring your doorbell.
So you see it on your phone.
I see it on my phone.
So if your doorbell will ring now, you'll be able to see it from
there. Yeah, or if anybody walks up to my door, I'm able to see it.
That's great. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, this dad might have Ring at home.
Yep.
So here is, I guess he was not home when daughter's date shows up. And we actually got the audio, Brian?
Yeah, this is it.
All right, check this out.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Paige with Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young
daughter.
What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30
again. I love
pretty
that.
Good.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a dad.
Great.
He's awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's what a great idea.
I didn't have that when my girls were 17 or whatever they were.
That's I don't believe cool. that they're going to Toy Store.
I don't believe it either.
He wanted
to
know.
Years.
He asked that movie twice.
Yeah.
Well, because you can't go. They're going to dinner and a movie and be home by 10:30. He heard.
Yeah.
That's not
going to
happen.
Happening.
He was he was stuck on the movie.
Yeah.
I remember back in when I was dating a girl, way back. And we told
Dad. You
better
say way back. No, I've been married a long time.
It wasn't my wife. But I remember we were in Florida, and I remember telling her dad, it was her lie, not mine, we're going to see the manatees, you know, which we were not going to see manatees.
Is that what they're calling you now?
Hey, you want to go see the manatees?
The hard part was when we got back to her house, he wanted to know how the manatees were. They were great. Didn't see a lot. They were really underwater.
Big and slow.
I love it. There's your dad.
That's how they roll in Florida.
Dad wasn't buying. He wanted a lot more about the manatees than we could.
That relationship did not last. 6:34.
All right, LBF, coming up with Dirty Laundry.
Okay, the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. Last night, how much are those people making? Is this a payday for them, or are they just slumming? That's coming up. Oh, it's an exciting time to be alive, isn't it? This is brought to you by
Are you alive, LBF?
I am.
All right.
Hey, you know what today is? Today is Ben Affleck's birthday. He is 47. You know Ben Affleck?
Oh, yeah.
This guy?
You know what the best part of my day is? For about 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb when I get to your door. Because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there. Loving you kept me alive.
Because I'm leaving on a jet plane full day. I hate to go.
I feel like he may have done his best work in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's just me. But, you know, Ben Affleck's an interesting guy. I forgot, you guys, that he dated my nemesis in life.
Who's
Gwyneth
that?
Paltrow.
That is your nemesis, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she drives me berserk.
Does she know this?
She does. She should.
She knows that she's your nemesis.
You know what's funny about Gwyneth, and I don't mean to make it all about Gwyneth because it is Ben Affleck's birthday, but Gwyneth, I know that if she walked through the door, I would be very nice to her
be. Of course you would.
But behind her back, I'd be like,
wow, that's
because she, I know, isn't that terrible? I'm a terrible person.
You're a terrible person.
I am. My husband told me that the other night. It's true. But Gwyneth Paltrow, apparently
What is your beef with Gwyneth Paltrow? That she dated Ben Affleck?
No, it's the same as Ben Affleck's.
Which is?
I was reading that Ben Affleck said that he just couldn't get on board with that goop lifestyle when they were dating. She said, "The germ grass and meditation, that's not my thing," he said in an interview after their breakup. "I'd say that we're not together because Gwyneth is much more evolved than I am. She's closer to inner peace, whereas I have a very difficult time sitting still."
Yeah, I just threw up in my mouth, too. Yeah.
What
kind of grass?
Germ grass.
Germ grass, yeah.
I've had that.
Ew. Yeah.
I've had like a
intentionally?
Shot.
Intentionally?
Yes.
Yeah.
A
nice
shot
try.
Of it. It tastes like
grass?
Like turf. Yeah. It's awful.
And you pay a lot for it, too, by the way.
It's terrible. So I'm with
just
them.
Laughing. They
happy
go back.
Happy birthday.
Pull some more turf grass
to
sell
gross.
You.
Wow. Right. I don't know. Anyway, so did you watch Beverly Hills 90210 last night?
Missed
my husband
it.
Did.
Yeah. My wife did, and I watched some of it, yeah. It
I got
looks
a text
like it's getting
morning.
A little better, or, you know, now that people know the concept.
This is the text. Because I was sleeping. By the way, I'm watching Beverly Hills 90210, and Jenny Garth looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Thanks, Dave. And then he said, "I'm not sure I understand the concept of the show, but it's an interesting risk they're taking."
What?
Okay.
Dave, what is he, a critic? What the
heck? Exactly.
Yes. Interesting risk they're taking?
Yeah, I mean, wow. my wife and I were talking about it because she was a huge Beverly Hills
90210. But I loved
and it's like, it's a simple concept, people. It's a show about them getting together to do the show. It's not that difficult.
It's meta, which I looked up. I didn't know what meta meant.
Yeah, what is meta? I've
meta means self-referential, and I had to look that up, too. And I still don't understand it.
No.
But apparently, it's a risk they're taking, and Dave Falcone likes it. But the risk is they're what they're getting paid for.
Which is?
Well, I mean, people are saying that's not a lot, but I beg to differ. They are getting $70,000 per episode to do it.
Are they all getting 70?
They're all getting 70. And then Jenny, Garth, and Tori Spelling get an additional $15,000 per episode for co-creating the new show. And Jason Priestley gets an extra $46,000 for directing one of the episodes.
All right.
They were talking about him directing the new show on on the show last night. It was funny. Crazy.
Let me look up Jenny Garth. You say she's looking good?
She looks great.
No, let me see.
I think it's because.
Go ahead.
I mean, she's not married. She doesn't. She's like her kids are a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks good.
Wow! And they're only paying her $70,000.
That only.
She's worth more. She looks great.
Oh my God!
Yeah, there she is.
Let me see.
In 2019, with a hot pink dress. Yeah,
okay.
That's $75,000 an episode right there.
Well, she looks good. She always has.
Probably
Kelly Taylor.
Green juice.
Yeah. Hey, and I just want to give you an update because I know that you're very concerned about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's whole thing. Apparently, one camp says that Liam Hemsworth was partying, drinking, drug use. That broke up the marriage. Then another camp says is that Miley Cyrus was cheating on him. I believe... the cheating.
Which camp are you in?
I don't think that Liam Hemsworth is.
Now, did the pictures of her making out with a woman on a yacht help you decide that?
Yes,
for you? Yeah, me
did.
Too.
That's it helped
what
me
saw.
A lot.
Yes, that
it helped me a lot too.
I'll bet.
Move things along there.
Maybe she'll end up kissing Jenny Garth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exhibit A, Your Honor.
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 7:12, so. Do you have to have permission for guys? I don't say permission.
Yeah, it sounds like
do you have to get approval? Approval, yes. Yeah. Before you go out. So if my wife and I are going out for a dinner, a date, whatever, I get the once over with like, that shirt. I think it's too daytime.
Yeah.
I like something more evening.
Right.
So go back and change. It's very nonchalant, but there's definitely a mission there.
I'm less subtle. I'm like, you're gonna wear that?
I mean, we're going on. I'll always ask my wife, like, should I wear this shirt? Should I wear this shirt? And she's like, you know what? Dress yourself. I'm worried about getting myself ready, and then I'll dress myself, and then she'll say, are you gonna wear that?
That's why I asked you.
Go back and try. So, there's one guy who's finally cracked the code. Well, he cracked the code many years ago. There's a married couple in California who have worn matching outfits every single day for 67 years.
Wow.
At first, I was like, that's weird. Then I saw them, and I was like, relationship goals.
Really?
I really, like... They're adorable, and they look good.
They look good. All right, they got married at 19. They're both 87 now, and every day they wear matching clothes. Francis and Rosemary Klontz, with a K, from California, just had their 68th wedding anniversary, or they will next month. For 67 years, they've been together. They've worn matching outfits every day of their lives.
How does that start?
Well, here's this is the husband, right? Talking about how it all happened.
Well, my mother bought us matching t-shirts when we were in high school. I picked them out. And so we've matched ever since.
She just lays it out for me and I don't have to worry about a thing.
See, he's cracked the code. Lays it out. Don't worry about it.
Does all the work.
Yeah.
They're awfully adorable.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
It's cute now, but can you imagine, like, in high school, if somebody said, hey, let's wear the same thing every day? You'd be like, I think that might be a red flag.
Mom, did mom start it? Here's how it all started.
Yeah. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. That's a way to spell joy. Jesus and others and you. What a wonderful way to spell joy.
Oh,
that's how they keep their marriage together.
That's how they keep it together. The joy.
So cute.
They are cute. I don't know. I mean, you last.
It explains so much.
Right? How do you spell it? I don't know.
I don't know what word you're spelling.
J-O-Y.
Yes. And they sing and they're adorable. Yeah. And she really, like, looks good. She's 87 years old. her makeup game is strong. I will put it up on WROR.com because it, she's like, I need
Rosemary
a YouTube
Rosemary Clontz
tutorial.
Looks good.
Yes, she does.
She does.
And they're adorable together, and they sing, and they dress alike.
Hey,
and now
it works
I'm going to rethink my whole life because of these two.
You and weekend, Dave sing a lot.
Well, why don't this weekend,
we do.
You and Dave, if you go out, why don't you guys matchy-match
What I'm going to do in honor of this couple is I'm going to match Dave, and then we're going to sing the entire weekend.
I don't
and
think
I'm
we
And I'm
going to
video it, and then I'm going to torture you guys by texting you.
Second thought, Dave definitely didn't ask for that.
Dave, Dave, you do you, okay? Don't even ask for her permission. You got to love it. It's 760, but I think... you know, you and I, Brian, are in the same boat. We're we need the approval first.
Oh yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, we need the help. No
thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
5-7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 729. Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Don't forget, between 9 and 10, we're going to play the Aerosmith song of the day. We've been doing it all week. Tickets to their concert next Wednesday, and that's going to be in Springfield, right? So all you got to do is be caller 10 when you hear the Aerosmith song between 9 and 10. It's that easy. We can't tell you the name of it.
We can't?
No, we can't, because you have to go to WROR.com to figure it out. But
boy, if you miss it, you will be crying.
You will be crying. Yep. So we can't tell you, but that's all we're saying.
You're going to get in trouble.
I did. That new guy needs to just, you know, play by the rules here. He'll be crying. Okay, so the topic we were talking about today is there's... Well, it started yesterday with, I asked you casually if Dave has to get approval from you before you guys go out to dinner, because I typically do, you know, get the that shirt. No.
I weigh in.
Maybe you try the purple one.
The usually the cry I hear is from upstairs is, hey, jeans okay?
And that's
like, no.
All we want to know. That is all guys want to know. And sneakers.
Right.
Can we do that?
No.
Well, there's a couple in California that have been wearing the same clothes for 67 years, matching outfits every day.
Yeah, not the same one outfit. That would be gross. This is cute.
No. That stopped cute, Bill, 65 years ago. That stopped being cute. No, but every day for 67 years, the Klontz family with a K from California, Francis and Rosemary, have worn matchy-matchy attire.
So cute.
It works them. It's so cute. But Jane's on the phone. You say they're not the only ones. Jane, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. So you say there's a couple here that does that?
Yeah, they were a couple. Unfortunately, the man died a couple of years ago, but you can look them up. Nancy and Dawn Featherstone.
Oh, the guy who invented the pink flamingo?
The pink flamingo, yep. Yeah. The same one. Nancy made all their clothes, and she made the clothes for their little poodles. And they all matched their entire lives.
Wow!
It was amazing. They were super nice people.
Now
so
you know
really
they're
nice.
Going to be married. They're going to be buried in matching outfits. Whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever he
you
wears.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Yep. A little dog
hey,
too.
Side note.
Yep. And your little dog too. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, side note off that. If you're going to be buried together wearing the same outfit, shouldn't you have like a double? You know, maybe a
double wig.
Yeah, double. No. Coffin. So you're like
a full-size bed coffin?
Yeah. I think they should make
maybe.
Those.
Yeah, they should make those, actually.
Yeah. I think that's a genius idea. You
really?
Side by side.
Yeah.
That's how you live.
Incredibly creepy.
Yeah. Well, we got to get together.
This took a very strange turn, Bob.
But if you matchy-match, I mean, we'll just go down together.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks,
that's
Jane.
Quite the leap.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jane wishing she didn't call.
Yeah.
But no, but think about that for a minute, LBF.
Do I have to?
A double wide coffin.
Yes, but
you go together.
Yeah, but if you go together. It has to be at
yes,
the same time.
I haven't figured that
the
out.
The timing
right,
of it.
Yeah,
timing.
I've got to figure out the timing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it'd be a nice idea, right? You're side by side.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
the
Klontz would like that.
Probably.
The Klontz who dress together probably already have their coffin picked out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is so dark. It did.
Yeah, but now I got you thinking.
Yes, you did.
Anywho, 7:33 coming up, Dirty Laundry at 7:45.
I want to talk about, you know how movie stars look better than all of us?
Some.
There's a reason why.
Yeah.
And, like, there's actually $1,715.49 reasons why.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what
that
is.
Okay, we'll stick around for that. That's coming up. 7:44 at WROR. Let's take out the laundry. What do you got, LBF?
It's brought to you by Subway, which reminds me I'm hungry. okay,
they still
so
do breakfast?
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay, good to know.
So sometimes when I'm going through like the celebrity news, I pop on like page 6, New York Post, and I read things that just stun me. For instance, today's is the beauty regimen that these stars go through to look good.
Yeah.
First thing I learned is why I don't look good.
Stop it.
No, because they have... Not only do they have a routine, they have like a 25-step routine that usually costs about $1,300 in products.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's
a lot,
right?
You don't need to look
that
good.
No, I mean, I
barely
wash my face at night. Like, and I know you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right? And like, it's an occasional. Well, I mean, I wipe my mouth after dinner. That's pretty much it.
So, I mean, that seems like a pretty basic one.
I know. And it's really, so hard.
That's like step one.
I know. And I like step one. And these are 25. So Liv Tyler, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She is 42 years old. And she did this. She went through her beauty routine. She spends, it's 25 steps. This is putting on makeup, though. I'll tell you about the nighttime routine.
We're not going to hear 25 steps.
No, we're not.
Okay,
it's
good.
Just
step
costing
one.
$1,715.49.
For what?
For all of the products, like an ultimate cleanse, a hydrating facial soap, blah, blah, blah.
Traveling with her?
She says she gets it from her dad.
Hey, can I give you a timeout real quick? Deb's on the phone. She wants to mention something about she saw your husband. Hey, Deb.
Hi there.
Hi, what's going on?
So a couple of years ago, I actually had seen Dave Falcone and Lucy walking down the street in Canton.
Uh-huh.
And he was dressed pretty sharply.
Well, look at
and
that.
It was morning, so maybe he doesn't like need approval because he looked pretty sharp to me.
Well, his girlfriend probably came over and told him what to wear.
That could be.
No, he looks good. He looks good in a suit.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
But when you said that, I'm like, no, I've seen him. He looks pretty sharp.
This
so,
is incredible.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
No matter where I go, everybody's telling me how good-looking Dave Falcone is.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. I met him last week.
I know. Yeah. I know. It is. He is cute.
Did he say I was good-looking?
Yes.
He did?
Yes. He was like, I told him to stop talking. But, Deb, thank you.
You're
I'll pass
liar.
That along to Dave Falcone.
Thank you, Deb.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. See ya.
Anyway.
Maybe Dave has a 25-step beauty routine in the morning. Yeah. Anyway, she spends like tons of money, like a Lord Jones Royal Oil for $100, yada, yada, yada. But Ashley Graham, the model, this is just her nighttime routine.
She's
a plus-size model.
Plus-size. I'm
like
glad you said
plus
that.
Barely plus-size model.
Okay.
I mean, plus-size model, please.
Oh, please.
$1,300 just at night, her nighttime skincare routine. Just want to mention that she has... this is an intensive replenishing facial moisturizer for $445.
Man. Brian, is this sponsored? This
so I don't know. Are you trying to get some free beauty products?
Yeah. No, I can't believe. Am I wrong? I can't believe somebody would spend $400 on skincare.
So rich people spend a lot to look good.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. This is what they do. Mm. If you want to know what,
well, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
To help myself.
Not washing her face.
Not washing my face.
We notice you have something new on
today.
Yeah,
I have an ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
An
anklet.
Okay.
Because Dave says, Dave's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So he likes trashy things.
No.
And he likes ankle bracelets.
Yeah.
So instead of washing my face at night to become more attractive, I just bought an ankle bracelet.
Draw the attention to your feet.
Yes, exactly.
Look away, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave,
so,
look away.
I just was like, and now I feel funny wearing it because it doesn't feel like me. But I feel
wait
like
minute.
It does deflect the attention away from my face.
Wait, so you've never worn an ankle bracelet
no,
before?
No, even
really?
Even though I knew he liked it.
And you think they're trashy?
I just was never the person.
I got one that's
beachy. I was always like, the ankle bracelet to me was like a shoe, like a high heel shoe and a gold ankle.
Oh, yeah, that's like super hot. Jersey sexy then. Right.
Right. Yeah. Jersey sexy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
like
trying to be.
Yeah.
It's not working.
No,
with my mom jeans.
Yeah, and it's not jersey sexy, but you know.
And I
like it. My wife wears those, you know, beachy kind of ankle bracelets.
But does she wash her face at night?
Yeah, very much so. She's very much. She's got a good budget for that.
Anyway, and I also just want to mention that it's Ben Affleck's 47th birthday.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Happy birthday to him.
Wonderful.
There you go. Maybe he'll get an ankle bracelet.
You think ankle bracelets are they're trashy. No, they're not. I think they're hot.
I don't know. It's just I'm just a shy girl from Canton, Massachusetts.
You're trying though. You know, I was just trying
everything not to spend money on her face and more on her ankles.
I think you did it. You know.
I'm giving up on my face,
no,
people.
Stop. LBF. You're too hard on yourself. You really are. Leave that to Brian and me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It is. On the phone with us is Jessica Souza. She is from Brockton. Good morning, Jessica. Right there.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh,
good. We thought you hung up for a second. No. Jessica, you work for a cardiologist in Easton, right? What do you do?
I do. I take vitals and EKGs.
Oh, you're the person we see first, right?
Yep.
And then you take our blood pressure, right?
Yeah. I just had my blood pressure taken yesterday. I had to keep taking it. It said it was way too high.
Yeah, that smiling face that takes you in.
That's right. We like your face. Okay.
So what's your favorite blood pressure medication, if I have to pick one?
Alcohol and weed.
I think you said weed.
Right. Okay. I'm coming to your office, Jessica. I like it.
All right,
Jessica.
Sign me up.
Hopefully you haven't had either this morning because you've got a shot.
What's wrong with that?
She's got a shot at $1,000.
I'm very
relaxed.
She'll
be relaxed, yes.
Maybe two because you only have 60 seconds to get all 10 questions correct, Jessica. You know how it works. If you don't know it, just say pass. We'll move on. If you have time, we go back, and then you have another crack, another bite of the apple, as they say. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
How many sides does an octagon have?
8.
Spell June.
J-U-N-E.
Who co-hosts the show with Kelly Ripa?
Pass.
What is the closest star to Earth?
North Star.
Where is O'Hare National Airport located?
Pass.
What was the first movie to earn $100 million at the box office?
Pass.
How many legs does a lobster have?
How many legs does a lobster have?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Pass?
Pass, yeah.
Who did music mogul Tommy Mottola marry in 1993?
Pass.
What holiday did Anna Jarvis start in 1907? Oh, we ran out of time.
Jessica,
that was awful. Were you passing
something around?
Okay.
She's very relaxed.
You got two. You
got
the first two. You started off well.
Yes, started off strong.
So you did
all
get
right.
June right. You
yes.
got that right.
You must feel like a lot of your patients, white coat syndrome.
That's
pressure
right.
is on and you get a little bit nervous.
Yeah, right.
Who co-hosts a show with Kelly Ripa? Ryan Seacrest.
He has all the jobs.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much who co-hosts, just fill in that,
we'll
Ryan
say
Seacrest.
That, right.
What is the closest star to Earth? The sun.
O'Hare, that's tricky.
Where's O'Hare National Airport located? Chicago. The first movie to earn $100 million at the box office was Jaws. A lobster has 10 legs, if you can believe it.
And they're all delicious.
You eat the legs.
Sure.
Yeah.
You do. See, I can't. No,
like
it's
a straw.
Lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a straw
true.
Filled with lobster meat.
Yep, stick it in a bowl of butter. I don't know why my blood pressure's so high.
Who did music mogul Tommy Mottola marry in 1993? That'd be Mariah Carey. And the holiday that Anna Jarvis started in 1907 is Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. Yeah. Well, Jessica, as you know, you didn't win $1,000 today. But nobody goes home empty-handed here on the big show. You got a pair of tickets to see Santana and the Doobies at the Xfinity Center.
You love the Doobies.
Next,
thank you.
Next Tuesday.
It was fun.
We're glad you had fun, Jessica.
Fantastic.
Thanks for playing. You're a sport. Okay. So, Jessica, can you hang on, please?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, boy.
We're a fun bunch.
Yeah. We think so. We think so, but we're not sure.
I don't know.
All right, so if you want a shot at $1,000, I swear Brian and I got 9 out of 10 of those.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We don't have white coat syndrome.
We didn't get to the last one either.
Yeah,
so
we didn't
I'll
get
save
to
it 10. For tomorrow.
Save it for tomorrow. All right, it's not too late. If you want to win a grand in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there. 57 WROR, it's 80s, some more, some Skinner. See, that's the more. because that was the 70s.
Right.
Remember that?
Nope.
Leonard Skinner. That's right. It's 8:25. Don't forget, Aerosmith, Song of the Day. That continues. Between 9 and 10, we will play an Aerosmith song. Your mission is be caller 10 at 617-931-1057. You'll win a pair of tickets to their show next Wednesday at the Mass Mutual Center, MGM Springfield. Okay? Now, Brian, you got yourself in trouble at home yesterday. You shared that with us earlier off air, and you're willing to talk about it on the air now, which I think is brave of you because you got the wifey a little upset.
I think it'll be all right, but I'm a little annoyed, and it's all my fault.
Okay.
Put that right out there to begin with. But we got the mail this week, and my wife opened a thing from our insurance company, and it said accident surcharge. And she's like, what is this? I'm like, my goodness, what is that? And a couple months ago, months ago, I drive her car to work every day, and it's the one I drive around. And I was at a light, and the car in front of me didn't go, and I went, and we just touched bumpers.
Fender bender.
Not even at any speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I exchanged info with the person, and I took pictures. I put them up on the WROR Facebook page, because basically, like, the numbers on my license plate, like, just scratched.
Kissed it.
There's like a little bit of a red scratch on the bumper
when
of
you
the
hit
car in front of me.
It was a woman. You hit her. Did you guys agree that it was not a big thing?
Yeah, we looked, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's just a little scratch. And there was anything. So I didn't think anything of it. I was like, I wasn't going to call my insurance company. I thought we're like, okay, well, here's my information just in case you need it. Okay,
well,
great.
She changed her
mind.
So
then this week, I got a surcharge letter. My wife got a surcharge letter because it's, you know, her car, and I was driving. So now I'm like, this woman, like, called insurance over nothing?
Yep.
I'm annoyed. I mean, Grant, I was at fault. It's fine. It's just a little tap.
You didn't tell your wife.
But then I also didn't tell my wife.
Oops.
So she was a little upset. And I told her, I'm like, I'll take care of the surcharge. Fine. Whatever it costs, I'll take care of it. But
it costs a lot.
It does. And it's for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm really annoyed that this woman... Like, all the comments on our Facebook right now.
If you look at it, it's a little few scratches. It's a kiss, but
a
good auto body company is going to
put on a whole new bumper
exactly
for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I know. I mean, you take it to the right auto body shop, they'll take care of you.
And if she doesn't have to pay the auto body shop gives the estimate,
right,
and then she pockets the money.
She could.
And she doesn't have to fix it.
Mm.
So it's like,
maybe I should find her, see if she fixed it.
She's having a great summer.
Same thing happened to me.
You exchanged info.
Yeah.
You ought to call her and say, I'd like to see
what
my...
You should have run away.
I kind of want to call and just be like, really? You recalled that in?
You should call her and say, I'd like to see the finished product I'm paying for.
Oh my God. Would you do that, Bob? What? You are really
If I have her phone
brave.
Number,
yeah.
why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Hey, I just got my surcharge. I just wanted to make sure your car's all fixed.
Mind if I take a looky look?
Can I take it for a spin?
Oh, my. It's just a terrible thing to do.
Wait a minute. You don't
think which her part? Karma. Her part.
It was. But that's why I think you should call.
Maybe.
I mean, is there anything I can do with my insurance company? Because I sent them, you know, like the pictures.
Yeah.
I said, okay, here, you know, is that, there was nothing wrong.
Oh, they love surcharging you. They're not going to help you. They're like, that's more.
True. I'd call the lady and just see if I could see what I paid for.
I should probably tell my wife the next time.
That's probably the big
takeaway.
kids used to get, my oldest would get speeding tickets and try to pay for it without me ever knowing. And then you start getting lawyer bills or requests for lawyers, solicitation. What's this, hon? Oh, I paid the ticket. Yeah, well, you're not paying the surcharge.
Right.
And everything else that comes with
true.
It. You take a look at the pictures of Brian's little fender bender on our Facebook page, WROR. Give us a like. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You can see. I think she got you, buddy.
I think she did, too.
That was a kiss. That was just a little kiss.
You should pay more attention when you're driving.
Yeah, you ought to do that. And tell your wife, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.